Hello, good evening. Welcome to the Honest Progress of God podcast. For tonight, November 18th, 2020, it is just nothing really happened today. Much happened today. I just didn't even do much work. Shameful. Just scroll on Twitter today and just to try to make ends with people. Woke up early today, so that's great. I'm very lipstick right now. Should have been doing my work instead of just scroll Twitter all day. Eating Wendy's? Yeah. Join me, will you? I don't know what I'm gonna do tonight. Welcome to the I Smoke a Cigar podcast for tonight, November 18th, 2020. And I checked the calendar. Yes, the 200th episode is on Friday. Lord help us all. I have nothing planned for the 200th episode, so, you know, whatever. I don't have anything planned for tonight, too. Because nothing really much happened. I was just on Twitter all day. I guess I'll use this time to complain about Twitter's, I like a lot of things on Twitter, and it's not showing up under my likes. What's going on with that Twitter? Like, fix it. Another thing, Twitter's trying to introduce stories. They're called something, I don't know. And Twitter's just trying to be like Instagram. You know? Really don't want to have the Instagram mindset on Twitter. The Instagram mindset is like, if you don't own like a million dollar Bugatti, you drive it around in your $1 billion house, then like you're basically a failure according to Instagram. How the hell are you supposed to, like, what's the appeal of that? Yeah. So, I really don't really post on Instagram much. Why is Twitter trying to be like something else, you know? And really, the only reason why people go on Twitter anymore is because of lame joke, because of dumb humor and porn. Even then, porn is trying to trip on over to E61. So, this is just bad humor. It's like somewhere, except Twitter is actually more competently run than Tumblr. That's really saying something with Twitter is the upper hand against, you know. So, speaking of incompetently run websites, YouTube has introduced a new policy today on their terms of service to basically say, to basically just pull out all the capitalist stops
and let the cart run low. And just, you know, pull out all the stops. And basically saying, hey, we're going to put ads on videos that aren't part of the... on videos made by users that aren't part of the YouTube partner program. And you get none of the... and you get none of that unless you are part of the YouTube partner program. But, oh yeah, we aren't letting you, we aren't letting you take those ads down. That's...
something tells me YouTube, kinda got...
Kinda had their arm back... harmed... pulled back by the,
advertisers and basically forced to do it.
I mean, this is capitalism. We are led to believe that the people have to say, when in really, and when in all reality, it's the corporations that have a say. So, you know, what do the corporations want? Money. They always want money. So, you know.
Hi, Charlie. Get on out of here. My dog's bite, I mean, my taco.
Eating the rest, eating what's left over of my taco. I don't share. You already had your meal. Jeez. Anyway, but yeah, YouTube's terms of service is stupid. I don't usually complain about YouTube, but, you know, that's just kind of one of those
things that really put sand in my fingernails, along with, the letting go of community captions option. Like, why get rid of that? Oh, yeah, because capitalism.
Yeah. Man. There's going to be some competitors to YouTube soon. I don't know. Good luck with them on that. Titans.
NBA drafts tonight. Ugh. I don't really follow basketball that much. Ugh. Admittedly. But, you know. That's cool, at least something to pay attention to. Tomorrow night. So, in other news, I told, we're not going to the restaurant tomorrow, we're not going to Steak and Shake tomorrow, which is good, because I want to stay home. The reason being that Dad is going to be basically going to be fasting, because I won't go into too much detail on his appointment Friday. Let's just say it involves Maximus Luteus, and just let your imagination do the work there. But he's under a strict no-food diet for Thursday, which means he's going to be really cranky tomorrow. So, yeah. Yes, tomorrow night. I don't know. So, shit. I don't really know what else to do. But yeah, my mom is insisting that we go to Steak and Shake on Saturday. Of course, I'm the concerned one. Ironically, I'm the concerned one. Even though I'm young, I'm 20 years old, turning 21 next month. And, like, mom's just the one, you know, trying to recklessly abandon. She has a death wish, I swear. Because, you know, dad has a lot of lung problems. And mom's got diabetes. They're honestly at risk for getting COVID badly. And yet, it just seems like they're risking their lives for nothing. Especially since, like, Pellissippi State, the college that I go to, might shut down next week. Because of, you know, the fact that there are COVID cases rising in the area. And of course, Governor Billy is doing bullcrap. Letting Alabama embarrass the state again by somehow being more progressive than Tennessee. Yeah, way to go, Tennessee. Yeah, way to go. And of course, let's let Auburn beat us in college football to really let out that we really shit the bed. It's just like, Jesus Christ. I don't know. It just doesn't sit right with me. Alright. So, afterward, there was I really don't want to go on Saturday either. But, yeah, it's just, you know. And of course, I told mom that one of my friends caught COVID. And she's just like, well, he's the same age as you. He should be all right, you know. Like, not. She's so hard-headed. She doesn't get that, you know, she could die from COVID, you know. And that dad could die from COVID. And when both of us die, what are me and Heather gonna do? I'm especially worried about Heather. She's only 15. She's only 15. Like, she can't legally be on her own. With me. Like, I don't know what the fuck's gonna do. Like, Jesus Christ. I don't know. I'm worried too much, but you know. This sucks. Yeah. I'd have some impressions for you, but I don't know what I'd do. So. Yeah, it's just been. Yeah. Just been, you know, why the hell are they doing this? Oh, well, it's bad. Anyway, this sucks. I do have one impression for you tonight. Here's Gerald Ford. And alright. That's it for tonight. Spread this pod. Share this podcast with your friends. Everyone you ever met. And, yeah. Otherwise, that's it for tonight's episode. Release Smirk Player's Anus videos. I will. Talk to y'all tomorrow, Kern Gay. Nesta.
Call connected through the NSA. Complete transmission through the NSA. Suspending your rights for the duration of the permanent.